Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Dr. Sterling Elliott is a clinical pharmacist at Northwestern Medicine, an assistant professor of orthopedics at Feinberg School of Medicine. How are you today, Sterling?
I'm doing great. I'm fresh off that Bears victory, too. And Mary, just so you know, I think I convinced my student who's here in the studio with me, she's going to go out to the Wiener Circle tomorrow.
Nice. Tell her to give us a call. Give her the hotline because we want to talk to people who are online. And tell everyone about the student that you have with you today.
Oh, her name's Bethany. Bethany's originally from coastal California, up around Monterey area. And so she's doing a rotation with me. And a lot of times I'll have some of those students come into the studio with me. She's here today. And so she's never been to the Wiener Circle. And I said, oh, you got to go. You got to go do this.
Okay, here comes the questions for Ask a Pharmacist Day. If I take medications before I'm going to lay down, does it matter what position I lay down, my left side, my right side, my back, or my on my stomach, or will it change the way the drug absorbs into my system?
You know, it's interesting. When I walked in and sat down and looked at the text line, I saw that one right away, and I thought, oh, that's a really good question. You know, we get a lot of good questions, but that one's a really good one. I think a lot of people wonder that. The reality is probably for absorption in your stomach, it's not so critical. Really, what's most critical when it comes to absorption in your stomach is whether or not you've got food in there. And some of those medications are better absorbed with food. Some are better absorbed on an empty stomach and things like that. Now, having said that, sometimes it does matter what side you're laying down on. And particularly, that's when you're using a medication that's in a suppository form. If you're ever given one of those, really the best way to do it is to lay down on your left side because that's the direction in which your colon sort of travels and it makes this, it helps the suppository move quicker. I don't think we really thought we were getting in there, but that was a great question.
I don't ever want to have to put a pill up my butt. I just don't.
No, I understand that. But believe it or not, every once in a while, that might be the best thing for you.
Wow. Okay. And I'm going to try and get these words correct, although I'll screw them up. I had a question about amantadine for Parkinson's and the side effects. Currently taking carbidopa, levodopa, and they prescribed it for dyskinesia?
Yeah. You know, amantadine is a drug that we've seen used in combination with a lot of the traditional Parkinson medications. Really, the staple of it is carbidopa, levodopa, which is what the patient's talking about taking. Amantadine is thought to be helpful for some of those side effects that come about. And one of the things that happens, the main focus of Parkinson's disease is that it's really a disorder of dopamine in your body. And that's what leads to the movement disorders. And so when you try to correct that, you sometimes swing too far in the other direction. And so the thought is that amantadine might be able to help you manage some of that. It's you know, unfortunately, Parkinson's is a disease that's really progressive in nature. And so as you live with it over a longer period of time, you sort of deal with different consequences.
Is there anything to be done about the side effects from daily injections of, they wrote, TMLOS? I don't know what that is. I'm guessing maybe they did talk to text.
They might have, because that's not the item itself is not really registering with me. But I will say this: if you're doing injections on any kind of a routine basis, the advice we always give anybody is to rotate those injection sites. And the reason is you want to avoid constant irritation of the area, which can lead to inflammation. It can also lead sometimes to infection. Really and truly, I think the most effective way to do it is to constantly be vigilant about, you know, changing the location where you're given an injection.
Does it matter if I take my Lipitor in the evening or in the morning? I take mine in the morning, but many people say I should take it at night.
That's an excellent question, too. We're getting a lot of really good questions today. The Lipitor is, of course, one of the members of that very powerful family of drugs we call the statins, and they manage cholesterol. Your cholesterol-producing cycle in your body is most active at night. And so there's never anything wrong with taking it at night, and a number of the statin drugs out there have to be taken at night. But it turns out Lipitor, or atorvastatin is the generic name that I think a lot of people are working with now, and Crestor, or rosuvastatin, which is the generic name for that one, are two of the really prominent workhorse statin drugs that can be taken at any time of day, and they'll still effectively manage your innate cholesterol-producing cycle in your body.
All right, here comes another one, Dr. Elliott. Please ask Dr. Elliott what the proper amount of generic Mucinex tablets should be. The jar says tablets. The jar says one or two times a day. When I've been taking them for a few weeks, now I started with, it looks for a day, and it was hard on my stomach, so I went down to two a day, but it's not breaking up the mucus very well. It doesn't say what they started with, how many a day, just they forgot to put the number in.
Yeah, no, Mucinex is a drug that's out there, and it's one of those over-the-counter drugs, obviously, to help you deal with the mucus that builds up. Typically comes in, it typically is taken in strength at a time of either 600 or 1200 milligrams. I believe you can do up to two tablets twice a day as you need it to break up that mucus. And that's really sort of it. And it's really a juggling act. And I think the texter who asks our question here kind of brings that up, is that you sort of balance, what do I need to get the job done versus how much can I tolerate? And if it's difficult on your stomach, and it's, then you may have to back off. And if that means that you have to, that you're not moving the mucus through as much, a lot of times maybe a warm water gargle, a little warm water and salt, can help sort of break up some of that mucus and get it flowing so you can cough it out as well.
Another question for the pharmacist. My daughter was prescribed steroids for an ear problem. She was prescribed one in the morning and one every 12 hours for 5 days, and then one a day for the next 5 days. How come this is different than the dose pack where you go down, your step down with the amount that you take? Why is it prescribed differently?
Oh, it's a good question. And a lot of it really probably depends on the actual steroid that was being used. Based on what I'm hearing here, and Ms. Texter didn't share with it, I'm suspicious that the steroid that they put her daughter on is prednisone, which is a very common steroid. And that one you normally take as tablets, and you take it in a sort of a graduated reduction phase. And that's to prevent some of the rebound side effects that you see from steroids. The dose pack is used in a product, another steroid, and it's a sort of a cousin to prednisone. It's called methylprednisolone, and that one is designed to give you a large dose to start and then taper you down. So it's a matter of what drug are you using and how is it being executed. But the context there, the concept, is still the same. Let's get a big dose up to get that inflammation down, and then let's start tapering you off so you don't experience some of the rebound side effects.
One of your fellow doctors is on the text line, and they said, I'm a physician. I hate those dose packs. They get better real fast on day one and two, and then as it's tapered off, they flare up again. But that is designed. I like it because then I'm like, I can just punch what I need, and I know I'm on the right track.
Yes. By the way, my physician colleague that texted, I full disclosure here, folks, I'm of the same opinion. I think you get a lot of quick bang for your buck on the methylprednisolone dose pack, but I think a lot of people wind up dissatisfied.
Okay, perfect. Dr. Sterling Elliott is with us, clinical pharmacist at Northwestern. We'll talk about hair loss after weight loss drugs. We have some questions about heart drugs and Lipitor and Jardian. We'll get to all of that coming up after the news. The first Monday of every month, we feature Dr. Sterling Elliott, clinical pharmacist at Northwestern Medicine, for Ask a Pharmacist Day. A lot of people on GLP-1s, are reporting hair loss and constipation. Is that pretty typical or is that sporadic?
Well, the hair loss, I was sort of looking at it, and I think I'd have to probably look a little more carefully. Now, I will tell you that these drugs are designed to work on the GI tract, and so having either diarrhea or constipation are some fairly common things that people report, right? And those are the reasons why when you start on these drugs, you sort of titrate up, you move up slowly in dose. And that's because your doctor often needs to find out, are you going to tolerate these things before we really get to the doses that are going to help bring down the weight? We had another texter, I think, text in, why am I so nauseous for 3 days after? And that's because the drug is doing what it's supposed to do in the GI tract, and it's just not moving everything through the stomach very quickly. That's a central component to how it works. And when stuff sits there in your stomach, eventually your stomach tells you, we got to do something about this. And sometimes that means sort of motivating you to throw it up.
Someone said, what about Jardiance to protect my kidneys? I've had a slight decreased function for the last 6 years, but it has not changed. I am not diabetic. I worry about side effects.
Yeah, no, it's and everybody worries about side effects, including your physicians who are prescribing. But what we're learning about Jardiance and that group of drugs is that they were developed to treat diabetes. And they certainly help do that very well. But one of the things that we've come to learn is that they also do a good job of sort of keeping those kidneys protected from going down the path of more problems, as well as giving you some protection in terms of your cardiac function, your heart function. So for those reasons, we've sort of seen them expand their use. And certainly the dose to protect the kidneys is a single dose. You don't really move it very much. So you watch it and you keep letting your physician know what's going on to make sure that we don't get to a point where we've got some side effect issues.
This person said they have a similar question to the Lipitor question. Thoughts on taking blood pressure medicine at night, morning, or lunch? Is there any benefit based on when you take it?
For the most part, with the blood pressure medications, time of day doesn't really impact it dramatically, but maintaining time of day does. Because one of the ways the drugs work in you over the long haul is you sort of build up this point where the concentration of that drug in the blood doesn't move very much, even if you're taking a drug every 24 hours, as long as you're taking it on a schedule and on a routine basis, and you're pretty close each day at the time that you take it. So you keep that level of drug in your blood constant.
Here comes your last two questions. If I'm late on my heart meds, like Losartan and, what is it, metoprolol? How do you say that word?
Metoprolol. Some people call it metoprolol. I've heard it each way. It's fine.
At what point do you continue to give the dose or skip the dose? Is it within an 8-hour window? Basically, that's a good question because people never know, oh my gosh, I missed the dose. Do I skip it or do I take it right now?
No, you know what? It's a great question. And Bethany's sitting here and she's going to probably shake her head. And one of the first things they teach us when we're talking to patients about medications is to sort of teach them when is a good time to take that missed dose. The general rule of thumb that we use is that if you realize you didn't take it and you remember within about halfway to the next dose, take the dose you forgot and then pick your dose up again on your regular schedule. If you're more than halfway to the next dose, just wait till it's time to take the next dose and keep yourself on that schedule.
Okay, last question for Dr. Sterling Elliott. I want to ask the pharmacist about chronic bladder infections. I have them because of tissue changes in postmenopause, and I'm using hormone replacement, but trying to keep the bladder infections in check. I know you can't use an antibiotic all the time. I just got through a course of macrobid. Does the pharmacist have any suggestions or other ways to keep things in check?
It's you know what? That's actually a really good question. I saw that one when we were in the commercial break. It's a hard one to answer, I think, effectively for the patient, because the patient's exactly correct. We don't want to keep going down the path of antibiotics because that's going to eventually lead us to a point where there's resistance, and that means that antibiotics aren't going to help us fight infections we need to. I think probably when it comes to recurrent bladder infections, the advice I can give right now is lots of water, plenty of hydration. There are some products out there in the the over-the-counter areas that sort of talk about supporting urinary tract health. They may be helpful, things like cranberry, although I'm not entirely certain the degree to which they're helpful over a long period of time. But obviously, if it's continuing, you got to follow up with your physician that's treating those, because you really don't want to let that, you know, get too far out on you.
Thank you so much for joining us, Sterling and Bethany. We appreciate it. I hope you have a wonderful day.
We will, and I'll see you guys next month.
Absolutely. Dr. Sterling Elliott, clinical pharmacist at Northwestern Medicine.